You get 5 points for answering correctly. You get 5 bonus points if you give us the passage in the Gospels there.
Connection. I can't promise you can do anything with those points, but... All right, well, I know some of you are thinking of it. Anybody willing to say what the connection is? If you make eye contact, you have to answer. Do you have a thought?
The reference in the New Testament is Luke 4:18.
Very good.
Shall I read it?
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Keep going a little more.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Keep going a little more.
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Good, right there. This day, he says, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. This is a kingdom scripture in Isaiah. How could the Lord Jesus possibly say, today this scripture is fulfilled? Do you know why? Because he was there. And when the Lord Jesus comes into the environment, he brings this characteristic to his, to those with whom he interacts. He brings this kind of healing. He brings this kind of ministry. And as we talk today about this idea that we want to help those who hurt, the point to start with is this. This is God's work. This is the work the Lord loves to do. In fact, when John the Baptist in Luke 11, I think it is, he sends messengers to the Lord Jesus. He says, are you the one who should come? I think it's Matthew 11. Or are we supposed to wait for somebody else? He was discouraged because he was in prison and he's wondering what's going to happen. And the Lord Jesus says, go back and tell John the things you've seen. Tell him this, tell him this, tell him this, tell him this, the different signs of power. But then he also says, tell him that the poor have the gospel preached to them. And it's an allusion to this passage, though he doesn't mention the part about the brokenhearted. It's part of the evidence of the Lord's ministry that this is what he was doing. So the backdrop is, to this whole subject, how can we help those who hurt? First, why should we even care? Because the Lord Jesus, this is his ministry. This is what he cares about. It's his character. The Lord is near. At Psalm 147, we ended, I think, actually with that psalm yesterday. The Lord heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. The Lord is near all those who have a broken and contrite heart. He's near to those who are brokenhearted. And so if we want the characteristics of Christ in our lives, this is one of those characteristics. So we've established that this is God's work. And the other introductory remark I'd like to say, we'll have these two introductory remarks and then we'll talk about two bigger points. But the other introductory remark is in Exodus. Exodus chapter 6. So the first point is that the brokenhearted are God's special interest, the special attention of Christ. He is near to them. It's his ministry. But the other point is in Exodus chapter 6. It's a completely different point. And just to explain the context, the Lord has been speaking to Moses since chapter 3. He talks with him in chapter 4. Moses gets to the presence of Pharaoh in chapter 5. And in chapter 6, the Lord begins to describe what's going to happen next, since Pharaoh did not respond to the first presentation of the Lord to him. And so God in verse 2, he says, I'm the Lord. I appeared to Abraham and Isaac. I've established my covenant in verse 4. I've heard the groaning of the children of Israel in verse 5. Tell the children of Israel, I'm the Lord. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to rescue you. Verse 7, I'm going to take you for myself. I'm going to make you my people. You will know that I am the Lord your God. And we had the lovely, just pause there for a moment, we had this lovely presentation yesterday that when we are in the throes of those experiences, this is what we need. We need a vision of who the Lord is. We need an acknowledgement that he is God, and we will just give him glory and intentionally sing his praises, and it will begin to bring us out. It does. It just will, because that's the characteristic of what happens when we praise God. But look at verse 9. I only saw this recently, and it just struck me. I had to close the Bible and think for a while when I got to this verse. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses. Why? Because they were disobedient, stiff-necked people? No. Because of anguish of spirit and because of cruel bondage. This is very hard work to help those who hurt, because those who hurt have a hard time receiving truth. The external circumstances, the hard bondage, was terribly cruel. The anguish of spirit, the internal response, was terribly deep. And they couldn't receive truth. I mean, what did Moses say that was wrong? It was perfectly accurate. It was spiritual nourishment for their souls. It was accurately stated. The Lord gave him exactly what to say, and he said it. He said thus. He gave them the words directly from the Lord himself, but they couldn't receive it. And brothers and sisters, this is so hard. It's hard work, because you might know truth. You might come to your hurting friend or your hurting family member and give them some truth, but sometimes it's just like a lead weight. It just seems like it can't even be accepted. It's like if I hand a drinking glass to an infant, say, here, this is a drink for you. What happens? It just falls on the floor. Because they don't have the wherewithal to hold it right at that moment. And that's how it is spiritually for those in anguish, very often. And so we find that even the most well-meaning help, it can't always break through. It's very hard work. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, if somebody's sick, Proverbs 18, I think it's verse 24. If somebody's sick, you could take it. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Yeah. A wounded spirit. It's hard work. So let's say, first of all, what are some of the things not to do? As we see the depths of this work, how hard it is to do this work, what are some things we should not do? And we're going to have some discussion now about this. We want to see some things we should not do. And we want to see some things we should do. How can we help? Let's start with the things that are not good examples, so that we can end with the examples of those who truly were able to give help to those who ultimately were able to receive it.